Good morning. I want to start this morning by reading some from Mark chapter 2. It's a pretty familiar chapter here. I want to read, starting in verse 1 and reading through verse 12. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they left the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, take up thy bed and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Now, most of the time when we look at, when we're reading this chapter, we're looking at the man that was sick of the palsy here and his faith, but I want to focus a little bit more on the four men that carried him there. Really doesn't tell us much of anything about them. In verse 3 it says, And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. That's most of what we know. We could assume that these were just four men that he had hired to carry his bed there. But my guess would be if they had hired him to carry his bed there, they wouldn't have gone to the lengths they did to get him there. In verse 4 it says, And they could not come nigh unto him for the press. They uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. If these were just men that he had hired to carry his bed to Jesus, most likely they would have looked at that crowd and they said, No way we can get through that. We'll just take you back home. But instead, they took the time, they went the extra mile and tore the roof off to get him to Jesus. Now, in my mind, that's some real dedication there. Not only, and when they did that, and Jesus saw the faith and the dedication he had to their friend, it says in verse 5, When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, let the sins be forgiven thee. So in my mind, it was probably partly because of their faith that not only did Jesus heal him, he forgave him of his sins as well. So when I think about this, I wonder, do I have any friends that would do that for me? And the answer to that, I believe, is yes. But also, would I be willing to do that for my friends? Would I go that length for them? And sometimes I know for me, I don't feel like going that extra mile. So my challenge to me and to all of us is when we see a need in somebody else's life, whatever it may be, that we would act like these four men and go that extra mile, because we see what a massive change it made in that man's life. Not only did it change his life forever, but in verse 12 here, it says, And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it in this fashion. When we go the extra mile and go that length, not only does it change somebody else's life, it brings glory to God and affects many other lives of people around us as well. So that's just something that I've been thinking about here lately, and it was a blessing to me.